This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Should be talking to Peter Rosenberg in just a moment. We're excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and talk to our boy Peter up ESPN New York, you know, Hot 97. I saw him on First Take earlier this week. But, dude, we got to start. What is the vibe in New York City after the Knicks collapsed last night?
That was a collapse.
You know, it's funny. I actually want to get into that part about whether it's exactly a collapse or not. Because that is, to me, it's an interesting conversation. But it's the mood is not good, I'd say. I'd say the mood is morose. I'm about to head into the radio station, so I'll see. But based on what it felt like watching it, guys, it's not great. It's not great. That is a very frustrating loss. I can point out good things to take away from it, namely the fact that Indiana literally had to have a perfect start and a perfect finish to steal that game from you. But can you recover from just how low you are after a loss like that? That's going to be the hardest thing facing the Knicks.
I think the one thing I noticed, Peter, I looked at 5 minutes, 15 seconds in the game, and I saw some of the dumbest shots taken and no defense played. And when you don't, and you take dumb shots, they were shooting with 17, 18 seconds on the clock. Instead of take that thing down some more, and they will shoot and hit and the Pacers scored 7 seconds later. Then they come right back. They do the exact same thing. They miss a shot or they'll get 2 points. Pacers got 3. At that point, I started to get worried. And with 5 minutes and something in the game, I got worried.
Yeah, you're trading 2 for 3.
Yeah.
And now Nesmith is playing perfect basketball. And you're right. You're rushing shots. And then there were a couple of really bad defensive lapses. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, it's so trite and it's so obvious, but like, two of your best players miss free throws in the last minute.
Yep.
And if Cat makes his free throw, they're probably good. And then if OG makes his free throw, they're still probably good. They both missed one. And then, listen, how many times Tyrese Halliburton's an incredible player, but the amount of times out of 10 that he would have made that shot, the running step back off the back of the iron, It was the perfect storm. But the one thing I was going to ask you about is it completely a collapse? Like, did they fall apart at the end of the game, or were they, like, outplayed by a team that hit everything? It didn't, because to me, it's collapse. I think of, like, one huge mistake after another, JP. It wasn't that. Do you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? They got to look at it, though. When
Brunson, they did have some turnovers.
When Brunson threw the ball in, and he slipped, almost lost the ball there. The second time he jumps in there and just throws the ball back in, don't know where it's going. They did a lot of things that were like elementary late in that game.
That is a good point. They survived a couple of the moments that would have been the most sort of like symptomatically collapse-like.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up surviving those moments, but you're right. Those little things did happen. And what I found odd, I felt like Brunson seemed really winded at the end of regulation and overtime.
I thought a lot of them looked that way.
Yeah, he did. He looked like he couldn't really move.
That was Brunson's most rested game of the postseason. He sat the whole fourth quarter. Like, I was like, why does he seem like not right when he just sat from what? What did he sit from, like the 11-minute mark to the 4-minute mark?
And when he was sitting, they went way up.
Yeah, they got so. Peter, you know Jeff, our producer Jeff, who's a lovely person, but also a little bit nuts. He contends that the loss last night was Jalen Brunson's fault. And to that point, Brunson had to sit out like 7 minutes, and they went on like a 17-4 run.
Yeah.
That was a very weird circumstance. I think it's still crazy to say the loss is on Brunson, because I could also say the win, you know, what did he score, 41 points?
43.
I think the loss is on Thibodeau.
I think the only person you can point to in that spot is Thibodeau. I'm sorry. Like, that's, you have to own these moments. Up 14, under 3 minutes, that is a Thibodeau loss. But, you know, the heartbreaking part is they got great performances from everybody. And I have been of the mindset that if they get great performances from not even everybody, but like 3/4 or 4/5 of their core, they should be fine. And yesterday they really got it from everybody. Brunson was great. Cat was great. OG was good and great when he needed to be in moments. Josh Hart was really good. McBride was good. They really had Payne was good. They really got it from a lot of people and still lost the game. But I will tell you, I don't believe this is a team that's built to, like, mentally self-destruct. So even though it was awful, my guess is they will be fine heading into Game 2 on Friday night.
You got to get Josh Hart some new sneakers.
I hope they are, but I'll tell you this. I watched the game, the Western Conference game, and Minnesota got some dogs. But you know what, Oklahoma have consistency, and they are, what's the word I used earlier? They are
resilient.
They're not just resilient. They are.
Oh, Oklahoma City, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, their length.
They have discipline.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, New York had the better players overall, but down the stretch, they were not disciplined.
Dude, I mean, they were double. It was 7 turnovers for Indy, 15 for New York. And late in that game, now granted, the Pacers had to have some really good coaches challenges, but they got them right, and those resulted in turnovers. And dude, points forced off turnovers. The Pacers gave up 4 points off 7 turnovers. The Knicks gave up 27 off 15.
Yeah, that's a terrible stat. That is a brutally damning stat.
What is this one like for you personally? We're talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Peter is a DMV native. Burgundy and gold, I don't want to speak for you, but I imagine your love for the burgundy and gold outranks all of your other sports teams. Like, they are the one seed?
Significantly, yes.
I would guess. Okay. But you are also a Celtics fan, oddly. And the Knicks just knocked out the Celtics, and Jason Tatum is going to be hurt for a significant period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you juggle all that? Like, how you feel about sports with your professional jobs of dealing with sports in the city?
It's funny you bring that up. That has been a major topic of conversation this week on my show and in my house. because I married a very hardcore New Yorker. And now have a child who was born in New York City. And
but with the middle name Jaden.
That's right. Of course. And the last couple of years, to be honest, the Celtics fanship has been in a tough spot for me because, you know, like you said, the Commanders are the Commanders. They're my 1A, you know, with a bullet. Nothing's kind of close. When the Terps are playing meaningful basketball, obviously because of my going there, there's a deep thing there. Everything else, because my hockey team's out of town, my basketball team's out of town. When you get older and then you move to a new market and you're hanging on to a team that's not even from the city that you're from, I'm going to be honest, it is waning. I'm just going to be honest. That's hard for me to admit, because I have such a long history with the Celtics and I do love them. But, like, I was, with the exception of Tatum getting hurt, I'm just being honest, I wasn't sad to see the Knicks beat the Celtics this year. I've been influenced by being here and by being with my wife. And, man, we air the Knicks on our station.
Like, yeah, dude.
At a certain point also, like, business does kick in a bit. I don't want to be talking baseball in May. Let the Knicks run to late June, please.
Sure.
So to answer your question, I will not call myself a Knicks fan, only because that would be fraudulent to all of the Knicks fans and what they've gone through. Like, you can't jump on. It would be like saying you're a Commanders fan after last year. Like, you can't.
Right.
They've been through too much as a fan base. But I will say, I am enjoying this team. And, like, I was legitimately disappointed last night. I won't lie to you. It wasn't all business. I was bummed out. Because, like, I mean, listen, Mitch, you're not originally from the area, but like, JP, it's different when you stay in the area. When you leave and you're in a new town and it becomes your home also, to not share any teams with the people around you eventually becomes a bummer. Like, it's a bit of a bummer. Not from the Commander standpoint, again, because it's just too deep. But for the other stuff that you're not as deep on, it's kind of like, same thing with baseball. I just sort of gravitated towards rooting for the Mets. It just sort of happens from being here.
It's like osmosis almost. Like, you're surrounded by it.
I cheer for all teams here. I don't cheer for no team from Louisiana.
Reds fan growing up?
Yeah,
didn't you
Reds
like the Cincinnati
fan.
Reds?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When did that kind of change?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When I finally got here and I started to hang out with professional baseball players from other cities.
But were you an O's fan? Because, I mean,
I never liked the O's.
Okay.
Never did. It's Baltimore.
Right. I get it. It's just, it is interesting how we have these loyalties, and then over time, like, life can either get in the way or complicate or change things.
Yeah. Listen, my wife wants me to straight up, like, assert the Celtics are dead. I'm a Knicks fan. Like, I cannot do that.
She's probably the only person who can get you, she's the only person that could probably get you to do it, Pete.
I know. She just stared at me as I said that. But
she has powers that we don't have.
It's like Jordan Hudson. People keep wondering, why is Bill Belichick doing all this? I'll tell you why.
Wait, hold on. This is a big deal. Is her name pronounced Jordan?
Whatever her name
is. On this program. I don't know, dude.
I always assumed it was Jordan. Now I want to call her Jordan.
Doesn't she strike you as a Jordan?
She does. And by the way, I would like to say I dress significantly better than Bill Belichick, and I'm slightly younger. But, I will say, like, listen, the only team I put on my daughter is the one that led to her middle name. Every other team, she should be a New York person. She shouldn't be rooting for random. What, I'm going to give her a team that's from a market her dad's not even from? Like, that's ridiculous, right? Like, so now my daughter's a Knicks fan. So yeah, we're in this house. We're excited for the Knicks, and I'm hopeful. I really do think they'll bounce back. I said this on First Take. I'll say it to you guys. I think both teams are winning on the road in this series. Like I really do. So I still feel good about this team. I think the Knicks really do have a matchup advantage at every starting position. The problem is, you know, Tibbs' Achilles heel is not playing people.
Right.
And you could see last night how fresh the Pacers were because Rick Carlisle is willing to play people. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But, man, what a beautiful thing for all of us as basketball fans. Like, you guys are outside of the market. Wouldn't you agree getting this Pacers-Knicks thing is such a gift?
I hear the baby in the background saying you better stop talking about the Knicks. That's what I hear.
When Halliburton hit the choke was just so.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's just an observer, right? Like these are not my teams, but I remember Reggie doing that.
Oh yeah.
In that place,
and they were pointing at each other.
It was incredible. It was riveting to watch. And Peter, let me say this, but now I extend this on behalf of Wizards and Bullets fans everywhere. But you, your wife, and the baby, all welcome to come on home to Wizland.
You know what? And by the way, here's the funniest truth about that, right? So the Wizards were always my second team. But, like, there is no question. If the Wizards were actually competing, I would absolutely be rooting for them. It's just they make it so easy to be checked out, especially of all the bad Wizards runs. I would actually say we're currently in the worst I can remember. This is just, this last 10 years has been, since John Wall didn't really work out.
Yeah.
And then Bradley Beal was like borderline John Wall too. Oh, like yeah. It's just been so, so bad. But like, even if you were to jump back to those, you remember those early series between the Wiz and Cleveland, like in the 07, 08?
When LeBron had
06.
LeBron brought Jay-Z and Gilbert brought Soulja Boy. Like, that was pretty telling of where things were in that rivalry.
By the way, what a great point by you.
It was that was a different time, man. Peter, we got to run, man. Take care of the baby and try to make up with your wife before you have to go back to work.
Yeah, no. Listen, we're Team Knicks all day, baby. That's right. Don't you worry, babe. Team Knicks.
Thank you,
buddy. Appreciate
you. That's our buddy Peter Rosenberg from ESPN New York, WWE, ESPN First Take. Dude does it all. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. When we come back, got to make some bets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.